IVM.
Have you really noticed that people who really need to get fit are actually the ones who are not motivated enough or easily fall off the bandwagon before they can actually make it a lifestyle? Whereas the people who have good health and fitness statistics seem to have it all under control, or they look like they've completely figured it out. You know, and I'm sure the people who are not very motivated constantly tell the people who are super fit that, yeah, for you it's very easy and all of that. But clearly, knowing the right thing to do and doing the right thing to do are actually two different things, because it's not like the unfit people don't know that they're not supposed to eat sugar or they're supposed to exercise every day. They all know it. But then what is stopping us? And especially, I've received a lot of requests from people asking me to talk about motivation and how to stick to a particular routine or stick to working out and enjoying it. So that is why I have come up with this thought of Tabata Tuesdays and Thriving Thursdays, which is, according to me, a perfect mix of action and motivation. Tuesday to kickstart your active lifestyle, and every Thursday, I will share how my learnings from sport, fitness, and spirituality have not only helped me survive, but to thrive in my personal and entrepreneurial life, which today I can call as my kinetic life. First, it was Atkins, or was it GM? Then it was the South Beach, and then came the Zone and the Paleo. Have you guessed what I'm talking about? Well, if I say keto, then you will definitely know. Yes, I'm talking about fad diets. And by fad, I don't mean that they don't work. They certainly do. But question is how rigid it makes the person following them. By fad, I mean that people think that they will magically lose the weight. And by fad, I mean people think they're becoming healthier by following these diets. Now, before you go all scientist and journalist on me and advocate how any of these have really helped you, please understand that I'm just saying that every so-called quote-unquote diet has many positives and a few negatives. But here, my problem is the word diet itself. And I think the word diet has a lot of unpleasant, undesirable, and restrictive connotations for most of you, and especially those of you who struggle with weight. Or you think that you have weight issues. In fact, most people who have body image issues are the ones who are more prone to getting fixated on typical standards like weight, like BMI, which is basically the ratio of your weight as to height. But these are the people who most definitely need to stay away from judging themselves by such myopic parameters. An athlete who is muscular can be short, but their weight can be higher. So definitely their BMI will go higher. Whereas a thin person who has no muscle, could have no energy, could definitely fall in their standard BMI ratios. Now again, I'm not saying that an obese person should not be bothered about their weight, but what I'm questioning is the means that they use to become healthier. I'm questioning the restrictive approach that focuses on eliminating certain foods. Instead, I am asking, why not use an inclusive approach that focuses on nutrient-dense foods that will automatically regulate hunger and satiety? Losing weight is 70% food and 30% exercise. Now, please note that I have said food and not diet. Losing weight is one part of becoming healthier. But the other part, isn't it about getting stronger and fitter? If you focus on nutrient-dense foods, then it can reduce cravings and appetite. It will increase your resting metabolic rate, or which we call as BMR, which is way more important than BMI in my opinion. And it will optimize internal and external performance. So, before taking on any kind of resolution to become healthier, first you need to understand your relationship with your body and then your relationship with your food. You have to see your lifestyle like travel frequency, working hours, standing and sitting hours, etc. And also your limitations, like if you don't have a cook or if you don't have access to certain food groups. And what about budget? Today, eating healthy is not cheap. You have to keep in mind your activity levels And all this before trying to copy any diet blindly. Today, almost every single one of us guys has experienced some form of stress eating. Either it is with foods or with drinking. And I feel like a lot of this is because of two main reasons. It's because you want some expert or an influencer to tell you what exactly you should be eating. And you don't want to think or have no time for trial and error to try things which suit you. And you're constantly changing when it comes to your schedules or your bodies. And this is where the disconnect lies between your mind and your body. And the second reason is that you're constantly comparing your results with someone else who has taken on the same diet. This in itself is causing a lot of stress, which may further trigger a vicious cycle of yo-yo dieting and then binge eating and then feeling guilty and then all over again. What is actually happening is that you're fearing food more than looking at it as fuel. Your food should energize you to wholly and truly participate in your own life. Your food should empower you to maximize your fitness and enhance your recovery. Do you want to be thin and weak, or do you want to be stronger and energetic? Do you want to be able to enjoy a holiday and other adventures, or need another holiday from your previous active holiday? Don't you want to indulge without guilt, or you want to be stuck calculating calories at a dining table with your loved ones? And don't you want to have meaningful conversations or only talk about that diet that didn't work for you and that worked for your friend? I have seen this nowadays. Every single table, whether it is in the bars or it is in the restaurant, is all talking about workouts or fitness. Get over it, guys. This way, your true social life is not going to survive. Your health goals and your human connections have to thrive together and not work against each other's survival. Food is supposed to be savored in the company of loved ones, but today we eat in isolation, in front of our screens. Did you know that while watching TV, we eat 50% more calories than we would normally eat? Happy hormones like serotonin and dopamine thrive with sufficient vitamin D3, enough movement or physical exercise, meaningful and rewarding relationships at work or in life. And lack of this is driving you to sugar addictions, and the calorie-free and the zero-sugar foods are totally making it worse for you. And the hormonal imbalance raises cortisol levels in the body, which is classic survival mode. So, focus on progress over perfection. Focus on slow changes that will last a lifetime. Become aware the kind of foods you should be eating, at what time of the day, and after what kind of activity. You can listen to my season 1 episodes for a lot of insights on food and exercise habits of really, really busy people who still manage to make this happen. Carry dry snacks for contingencies. You can carry fruits, and trust me, eggs are available everywhere and they do not cost much. Be intelligent in your food choices, guys. And be more flexible and be happy at the end of the day. Know the food rules and then bend them. Otherwise, your lifestyle is going to break your spirit. And look at food that will make your moods and energy levels thrive. This is your energy coach, Urmi. Stay strong.